You're listening to SBS News.
The second report into Australia's education system, headed by businessman David Gonski, detailed a number of recommendations for how to address the country's failing testing results. But world-renowned Finnish education authority Pasi Salzberg, recently visiting the country, suggested the one important recommendation overlooked was more emphasis on teaching students a foreign language. Professor Salzberg pointed to the OECD rankings, where Australia is at the bottom of 34 countries in high school graduates leaving school with a second language. The executive director of the Asia Education Foundation, Hamish Curry, says he agrees the Gonski report was a missed opportunity when it comes to second languages.
He said that there was a complete missed opportunity in the Gonski report around re-emphasising the importance of studying a second language. And I think that's because Australia really is behind in terms of where the rest of the world places an emphasis. I think in primary schools, it's certainly something that has improved, I would say. The challenge is that when we get into the business end of secondary school, studying a language feels a little bit like an indulgence. It also doesn't create the kind of incentives for them to see a bigger purpose for why a second language is so important.
Hamish Curry says there are a number of potential non-literary benefits to learning additional languages.
There are all sorts of different benefits to being able to engage with language that also go right to the heart of, I think, the much bigger issue here, which is around our engagement with different cultures and different perspectives in the world. It helps us develop better empathy, allows us to resolve challenges where there might be misunderstandings in terms of translation, and actually helps us open up to opportunities in the world that I think we probably at first didn't think were possible.
The number of bilingual Australians is flagging. Data from the 2016 census shows the number of people who speak only English at home has risen by more than 500,000 compared with the 2011 data. A report by the Foundation for Young Australians from the same year found there has been a 181% increase in demand for bilingual skills across over 4 million job advertisements. The Foundation's Annette Candiff says being multilingual gives people an edge in getting jobs.
So our research has shown that employers are willing to pay more money for young people or employees that have bilingual skills. We're working much more globally. We either actually travel more and live more overseas. So those skills are really needed and required by organisations and businesses as they engage globally in the economies.
A number of arguments have arisen against teaching children additional languages. One of the most common is it takes time away from a child learning numeracy and English literacy skills, two areas the Gonski 2.0 report identified as needing improvement. Another argument is children do not need to use another language until later in life, or not at all. Currently, students in New South Wales are required to undertake 100 hours of foreign language study in the early years of high school. In Victoria, languages are taught from kindergarten to year six. A senior lecturer in applied linguistics and education at Sydney's Macquarie University, Alice Chick, says while children would not see the benefits of learning another language immediately, they would reap the rewards.
Language learning is a long-term project. You don't acquire a language within, let's say, 100 hours, the New South Wales requirement for year seven and year eight. But how much language can you learn in 100 hours? And so we should start young from primary.
The coalition government has long advocated for migrants to learn or better their English skills. This year's federal budget requires newly arrived migrants to wait longer to receive help in finding jobs if they are receiving welfare payments and if they have lower standard English skills. The government says the additional waiting period will help migrants sharpen their English. Alice Chick says Australian-born people should also be asked to pick up additional languages.
The Australian government stressed that our economy benefits a lot from a multicultural, multilingual workforce, and that is quite true. But at the moment, we constantly relied on new immigrants, for example, to put in the strong input for that multicultural and multilingual workforce.
The Gonski 2.0 report received nearly 300 submissions from people across the education sector, eventually making 23 recommendations. It says Australia should move towards an individualised approach to education and modernise the system for a rapidly changing globalised world. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.